This is Bethany Stillion, Artistic Director of Rough Magic Shakespeare Company and of our 3x3 series, our online, in-your-face, without a net, virtual theater challenge. When we set out a call for our Uprisings event for short, original, uplifting scripts, we got so many amazing scripts, but we got a flurry of scripts from one particular playwright that were all so good that we just couldn't say no to them, despite the fact that we had so many others that we had to exclude for time purposes, but we had to include these three scripts, at least, from Lauren Marsters. The two pieces from his Back in the World larger work that are cast as memories of Vietnam vets were so affecting. One of them was so popular that when we did our Second Takes event, it was requested that we do that one again with a different cast, and it was done again and became a completely different and yet still beautiful and affecting piece with just a different cast. That, to me, is the mark of great excellence in theatrical writing, that the piece has strength and integrity all its own beyond itself, so that when you bring the perspectives and the talents and the gifts of a different set of actors and a different director, it becomes a new and equally engaging and exciting and still strong and still has its own integrity, but yet a completely new experience for people who maybe even have seen the previous event, and yet here it goes again, still bringing the voice of the playwright and the strength of his message in a completely new and engaging experience in a completely different embodiment. 16 hours was a real trip. It was when we were still really just exploding with ideas about how to do online live theater. And this script was just a gift to us all because the way it had been written, we were able to do it in this Zoom format in such a way that it worked completely, even in the you know, period time frame that it was written in. And I think it became one of our favorites that the fans kept talking about and revisiting, and became a real fan favorite. It's got lots and lots of views since we've posted it. It was difficult. It was really challenging, the timing of it, but we had an excellent cast. The men worked really diligently on it. Dano even did all kinds of research on his character and literally just became the character. I was so proud of his performance, and the writing was so sharp and so rich that all the actors were just really drawn to do their very best work on that piece. And it was just a joy to work with a script that strong and that was a full, you know, event, really. It was a complete sort of docudrama play, short, but absolutely complete and full of suspense and pathos at the end, and just beautifully shaped, strong dialogue. It just really brought the cast to challenge them to do their very best work, and they all did great work, and it was just a joy to work with them on that and see that piece come to life. It was lots of fun, And although it was very, very difficult, it was the best kind of difficult because so rewarding in the end. So marvelous stuff. So we loved working with Marster's stuff so much that we went back to some of it later. And all the actors have been poking at me ever since. Are we going to do the full length Back in the World event? And we certainly hope that Mr. Marsters will work with us on that. And when that piece is ready, I can't wait to present that to the world. Back in the world, back online probably, but also possibly, as we're considering doing, hybrid works that incorporate both live audience in a particular location or possibly more than one, and also allow people all over the world, audiences all over the world, to share these works with us. So thank you, Marsters, Mr. Marsters, for sharing your beautiful work with us. It's been a joy to bring some of them to life, and we can't wait to work with you again.